I called Waylon after he was very grateful.
Oh, great.
And he's really very happy.
Well, I wanted to lock him up because he was one of the ringleaders in the house.
Yeah.
I think if we check off.
I told him that I appreciated the fact that he and Brad Morris were helping him out. I said, you know, don't get discouraged because they turned down the first offer. That would be a lot of negotiation. They're going to bring this war to an end. You know, all that stuff.
Well, he's basically a good guy.
They tell me so.
I don't know whether you've met him, but
he puts the fortune strongly on me. He's an optimist.
He does, and he comes from a tough district in Ohio. As a Dayton, right?
Right.
But he's one of those fellows that we don't pay much attention to because he's
trying
to get him away. When we get him over.
Never there for us, we step in.
And that word was spread around the house for years.
Because he's got his clique.
That's right.
Well, Henry was happy. He said he went to the theater in New York last night, and everybody was coming up to congratulate him. There was only one fellow that said, stop the war.
Is that so?
And of course, as you imagine, it's a Jewish group.
Mm-hmm. I think it's...
He said that Henry's convinced that, well, not the emotion, in fact, he thinks in terms of the effect on the country that he... magnitude of the urgency due to the fact that then we had a lot of latent support for the war. Now we have none. And he may be right.
Well, Schindlinger made that comparison. I don't know whether or not he...
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. He said that the attitudes of the people, come through in a lot of the conversations. And he said he hasn't had that since right after you, November 3rd.
Oh, so we stirred them up a little, huh?
Yep. The last time that people were saying, well, my God, it's, we'll stand behind the
right. Wave the flag, yeah.
And I'm just reading my notes. He said, what is interesting is the high hawkish stuff that's now coming up. We haven't gotten to November of 1969. And his numbers in that area went way up. But he said that the attitude that was, it clearly had an emotional impact. Also, the significant figure that he gets is 79% of the people support what you're doing and feel that you're doing all you can to end the war. That's a hell of a high number. He's putting that out tomorrow in your publication tomorrow evening.
Good.
But I think that's what's gotten into the Democrats also.
Yeah, well, they're backing down a little.
Boy, they smell it.
Don't you think? I noticed that Muskie has been very temperate. Hubert says, well, if you set prisoners to the rest, which is a lame thing.
Well, there really isn't the only fellow who's Lindsey made one statement, and the governor, for
but they both have to do that.
That's interesting how Lindsey made out in Arizona. Did you get the results?
No, what happened?
Well,
not well?
Yeah, I think it did. Muskie got 38% of the vote. Now, this was at noon today when they have not had the full. I'm not sure this is a complete report.
All right.
But Muskie, 38% was a surprise. And that's a surprise because he was predicted 50.
So he didn't do as well there as he expected to?
Just like Iowa. He had Udall and the whole Democratic organization, three quarters of the Democratic state senators, working for him. And he still only got 38%. Lindsey got 23%, which is a hell of a surprise. And McGovern, 21%. Humphrey and Jackson, represented by uncommitted delegates at 15%.
Incidentally, does this determine how the delegates vote at the convention?
Yes, sir.
In other words, so he doesn't even have half of Iowa or half of Arizona yet?
No, that's right. He's going to get, according to, I talked to the university this afternoon, he said there were several surprises. One is a hell of a turnout. Compared to what they expected. Secondly, the way that this will break the delegation, they go to another, as I understand it, they go to a state convention now in February, and they select their delegates, but these are it's like Iowa, these are the precincts they're selecting. Muskie will get about 10 of the 26, but I think the delegates, he'll get about 45 to 40%. And Lindsey and McGovern, so he's Lindsey and McGovern together, which is the left vote, got more than money.
It's inevitable if the caucuses bring the radicals out.
That's right. That's right.
Of course, there's one thing to be said for these caucuses. They do throw up interest for the other side. that's a plus for them.
That's a plus among the workers.
But on the other hand, it also stirs up the faction.
And it's not fell out of the front line. See what happens when you have Lindsay and McGovern together. Actually, once he lost that caucus, and yet he had the ballot, and yet he had every Democrat of any consequence in Arizona supporting.
Lindsay, thank you. He had workers.
Yes, he had workers, and he ran to the last minute television.
We did.
Wouldn't they attribute to his good drilling for the last minute? He did.
Well, Lindsay's got some money then.
He does. He's spending it too. I just can't figure where he gets it.
Well, he's gonna, I bet he spends a hell of a lot in Florida.
Well, now he will. Remember, Gurney told me that he thought maybe he could be weak in Florida.
Gurney, yeah.
That he thought that he couldn't have been able to do that. And, God, if he did, on the heels of this showing in Arizona, he could be surprised and come up on the heels. He might begin to move. I just can't imagine that they were giving him a nomination.
Well, they'll never do that.
But he'll have a hell of an impact.
I wonder if they might get him to VP.
That's a possibility. What if he won't do that? Of course, that would leave some of those people awful to him because their man is out. He really is.
They're not mad at Lindsay, though.
Oh, I think they would be mad at him.
You know, the one thing I was wondering is whether the write-in in New Hampshire really ought to be for Lindsay.
It might be funny. I had that question today.
Because the other fellow will repudiate it, wouldn't he?
That's right. Whether you'll love it.
Maybe that's the way.
And surprising. He does this in Arizona. You just can't tell what's going to happen.
I think the right answer should be tried for Lindsay.
Well,
it would be natural. I mean, who's going to repudiate it?
That's right. He can't.
He can't. He's a candidate.
That's right. I was just thinking that day when I saw this, and I realized, well, and I saw one other thing, which was that Becker poll in New Hampshire, which shows one of these 65%. McGovern, 18. Geordie, only 6. And the other is getting 8. Now, the other is which include, well, they seem subject to any writing. In other words, they're obviously not happy with any of the different candidates.
They must be doing very well. They're expecting to.
Yeah, I think 65 is about what I would have predicted. I don't think he'll come out of the
game. He may come a little lower than that if the others put on his campaign. He's bound to, is that bound to have some attrition?
It's bound to be a high point because it is. He starts out with a little game for me. He's bound to get believe, but I think you'll get knocked down in the next season. And I think Lindsay could be a very divisive influence because the McGovern people, you saw what happened in that caucus in New York with the Liberal Democrats.
No, I didn't.
Well, McGovern just swept it away. He swept the one in Massachusetts.
McGovern did?
Yes, sir. And one of them, the first ballot.
What does that do? That mean?
Well, yes. I think it does. What it says is that the left wing of the Democratic Party is going to back McGovern. McCarthy's getting nowhere near.
Of course, McGovern, unfortunately, is going to stay in the party.
Well, it depends on how enthusiastic he is. He will stay in the party, yes. But disagree with enthusiasm.
In New York, he swept it. Did Muskie try?
Yes, sir.
He did.
Got nothing of any consequence to it. I don't know if it was Friday night or yesterday. I guess it was yesterday. And I don't have the numbers right here, but the significance of it was that McGovern won it in the first ballot. Lindsay had a very poor showing. McCarthy had a very poor showing. Muskie is, this is found with Muskie's play to the left, because when you see delegates, he doesn't have a majority coming out of the state like Arizona.
It's basically not a radical state.
That's right. By the left blocking him, he doesn't come out of Arizona. He doesn't come out of Iowa. He's just got to keep moving left. He has to take that left wing.
One thing I made a note on, which I wanted to just put down, forget what he said to you. Don't say these changes. Just say he's on the left. He is a liberal. Right?
Gotta do it. I think he'll help him with this one. I don't see how he's trying to do anything other than the usual. He just has to do it. This helps him. I've been afraid, terribly afraid, he's going to be doing this much. Right now, he's going to can't.
Still, for me, quite amazing what our polls show, not only after something, but in serious but of course, as I analyze that, we had quite a few good things going after the first of the year. In other words, we had the rather than just talk a little, the ninth of the commission comes back, the birthday death, the birthday reunion, all that to you is reflected in your
life. Well, I think. Also, I think the more I thought about it, the more I explained it. Significant conclusion that we've all overlooked economic damage.
shirt unemployed.
There's a number of new people applying for unemployment compensation, dropping 301,266. That's a hell of a drop in 1 month. And is now down at the lowest level since June of 1970. And that's just half the forecast in production unemployment.
I hope so.
Well, it
depends on how many people they add to the labor force.
Well, that's right, but we've done a little work on it.
Right.
One fellow in the middle of the
country. Right.
But I just have a feeling that we may be turning that corner back into the field. If that thing starts down, the field is never going to be a hell of a thing.
I talked to Ray Conniff today, and, you know, he's a great guy. He's been one of our supporters for years.
Sure.
And he said, boy, that. He said, you know, I checked for my devices. He said it wouldn't have done any good this time because we checked this girl and she said she'd be proud and honored to come. She's a substitute. But I said, look, she's a plan, but I didn't do any harm. Don't you worry about it.
I don't think it did a bit of harm. I think it was you at the time.
It was just he hit it the wrong time. And also, it was such a gross, bad manner.
Well, it was, but I think if you were the feeling this week and the sympathy that people have for the beating he's taken on the war, which now I think everybody feels is guilty about. I think even the critics feel guilty, the honest one. For her to do it now, it just makes people angry. They just feel more sympathetic to you. If she'd done it 2 weeks ago, that might have had some effect. But she picked the wrong time, and everybody I've talked to about it for many years. Public will feel very sympathetic to the president and put up with that.
I'll get Schultz involved.
Thank you. Oh, I think you did a good part.
On Laird, I'll take a call.
Yeah, I'm going to have a rerun in the morning.
Good.
You do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.